What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Armando, how are you, man?
What up, JR?
Hey, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Always my pleasure, sir.
No doubt about it. I guess the first question out the box, not a surprise that Bill Belichick is no longer the head coach, no longer in the Patriots organization. How do you feel about the way that they went about it? It wasn't a firing. It wasn't a trade. What do you think about the circumstances?
I think they scored, you know, a lot more in the way that they orchestrated the departure than they scored during the season when they only won like 4 games. Look, Bill Belichick wanted to remain as the head coach of the New England Patriots, and he wanted to continue to chase Don Shula's record as the winningest coach of all time, and he believed that he could make the Patriots great again, and he believed that he could catch Shula working for Robert Kraft. But Robert Kraft saw the last, you know, 3 out of 4 years a losing record, not relevant in the playoff chase, and definitely not successful the 1 year they did get in the playoffs. They got blown out. And he just decided this is not going the way I envisioned, and we need new blood and we need a different direction. And that's the way that it went. What is impressive, like I said before, is that these two men that have worked together for 24 years, they, you know, they disagreed on what should happen, but once they got over that, they agreed on how it should end, and it ended amicably.
Armando Saguero is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got two entities going in two different directions. What's next potentially for Bill Belichick? What is next potentially for the Patriots?
Well, Bill Belichick is going to find a team, and the Patriots are going to find a coach. It's really not rocket science. You know, you hear the rumors about Belichick and the Falcons. You know, there's a possibility that David Tepper, the owner at Carolina, might decide, you know what, I have a lot of money and I'm going to share some of it with Bill Belichick, and we're going to put a disciplined, strong defensive team on the field that likes to win in the trenches, and we've got the young quarterback that he can find someone to develop, and he might go that direction. He could do a lot worse, let's put it that way. As far as the Patriots, look, they've got a coach in waiting in Gerard Mayo that they've had, and they value a great deal. And they've got a coach that would like to be in waiting in Mike Vrabel, who was fired from the Tennessee Titans. And Vrabel and Robert Kraft like each other a lot. Vrabel was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame this past season, during the season. And he obviously played for the Patriots for a long time. And so it makes sense that he, who is also accomplished, also has taken teams to the playoffs, that he would be a candidate there.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt, let's see where both entities end up. Is Bill Belichick going out west? Is he going down to Georgia? And then you mentioned the two former Patriots who might go ahead and get that job. You talk about the playoffs. We know we're a couple of days away from the start of Wild Card Weekend. We have some surprising players and names that have been mentioned, whether it's Flacco and Stroud. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. And then we have, I don't know, the next Ice Bowl up in Kansas City with the Dolphins. When you take a look at Wild Card Weekend, and that's just Saturday, what matchups interest you the most? Where we might see an upset?
Well, I like the Rams game at Detroit. First of all, it's the We Traded Quarterbacks Bowl. And, You know, obviously the Lions sent Matt Stafford to the Rams in exchange for draft picks and Jared Goff. And Goff to this day says he has a chip on his shoulder from, you know, from that trade. Stafford might want to answer, well, I've got a ring on my finger from that trade. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out because, you know, by all means and by all accounts, the Lions, a better record, a better team, a rising team, and the Rams, kind of surprising that they're in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
They're still in kind of rebuild mode. But I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Stafford comes into Detroit and decides, look at here, this is my house, and it's still my house, and let me show you. So that's going to be an interesting one. You mentioned, you know, the Ice Bowl, and that's going to happen in Kansas City. Those two teams played earlier this year in what was it, London or Germany? Abroad. Let's put it that way.
Europe.
Germany.
Europe.
Yeah, exactly. Over there. You know, Kansas City was able to stop that Miami offense when they were rolling. They're not rolling necessarily anymore, but it's going to be interesting to see if the Chiefs, who also have an offense that's not rolling, are able to, you know, continue to defend their Super Bowl championship from last year.
Armando Salguero is here with us, senior NFL writer, Outkick, also contributor to Fox News. When you take a look at the two teams who get a little bit of a break this weekend, sitting atop with the bye, the 49ers, and also of the Ravens, are those your two teams that you think we're likely to see in a Super Bowl, or do you think it might be someone else?
Well, so obviously those are going to be the favorites, right? And I know that Lamar Jackson doesn't love the bye. The Ravens had a bye the year that I believe it was the year that he was the MVP, and they came out after the bye in the playoffs against Tennessee, and they weren't the same team. They had lost an edge. Lamar realized that, and so that was the reason that there was an actual conversation about him playing in the final game or not. Ultimately, he didn't this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had preferred to just play through. It's going to be interesting to see if maturity has shown him how to, you know, have the time off and come up and pick up where he left off during the season. That's going to be kind of interesting to me. And then I just think the 49ers are a completed team as you're going to get.
Yep.
I know that they got steamrolled by the Ravens. I get that. But they're not playing the Ravens anytime soon in the playoffs. So, you know, if someone is better than them in the NFC, show me, because I haven't seen it so far this year.
Yeah, 49ers going out there and stomping on everybody. And mentioning Lamar Jackson, it's been bandied about, especially after he threw those five touchdowns against the Dolphins, that he is going to be the MVP. Do you share in that thought process, or do you think someone else might snatch it away?
Well, you know, I am a voter for the Associated Press Awards, and I'm not supposed to you know, tell you how I voted. But let me just say that I voted for someone whose first name rhymes with Shamar. Hmm. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, I love Shamar. I'll take it for what it's worth. And now to kind of wrap things up here, Armando, we saw Pete Carroll get pushed out. You know, we saw Bill Belichick. It's like, thank you, Bill. We appreciate you. It's time to move on. When you look across the NFL with the coaches being younger, it seems that guys automatically come out of college and they are thrust into the spotlight. Hey, we're giving you the ball. Go ahead and move with it. Do you think we're moving? Well, obviously, we're moving into a new era here in the NFL. It seems like we're in for a youth movement. Yeah, we still have the Andy Reids around of the world, but things have changed rather quickly over the past several years.
Well, I mean, you know, Father Time, man, he's undefeated, right? And having said that, the more experienced, let's call them the more experienced guys that we're talking about, they're not just guys. Those are like all-timers, okay? Bill Belichick, again, trying to become the winningest coach in NFL history, trying to catch a guy who's been the winningest coach, Don Shula, for 30 years. So it's no small feat, and it's no small feat that you're on the precipice of that. Pete Carroll, you know, they were rolling in Seattle there for a while. Before that, he was rolling in L.A. with the, you know, with what was essentially the Los Angeles pro team when they didn't have a pro team, USC.
Yeah.
By the way, just as an aside, there's a team in L.A. that needs a coach.
Oh.
I don't know. Pete Carroll makes a lot of sense to me.
Wow.
With the Los Angeles Chargers, because he still wants to coach. He still has the energy. He is not tired, like he said. He is not burned out. they could do a lot worse than to hire Pete Carroll away from the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Yeah, I would think Bill Belichick, when I guess Pete Carroll is going to sit upstairs and advise. You think there's still a chance we see him coach?
He wants to.
Oh, I guess the opportunity would have to present itself first. Let's get Spanos on the phone. He's not someone known for making a wise decisions, but I guess we have to check in with him first.
Like I said, I'm not saying that they're not going to find someone that has acumen and is good. Everybody's saying it's going to be Jim Harbaugh. Maybe. You know, they would like it to be Jim Harbaugh. I don't know if Jim Harbaugh wants it to be Jim Harbaugh. But if you're looking for, even if, call it a fallback position, are you kidding me? Pete Carroll? Come on. That would be a major, major upgrade for the Los Angeles Chargers. And, oh, by the way, for several other teams in the market.
Yeah, I mean, some of the decisions we saw on field from, Lynn and Staley left a lot left to be desired for the Chargers. So I'm sure they would absolutely love if Pete Carroll fell in their laps. Hey, Armando, I want to appreciate you for taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you and keep up with all of your work?
Yeah, sure. So my work is at Outkick.com and FoxNews.com. And you can follow me on X. I was going to say Twitter. On X, at Armando Salguero, Salguero.
Oh, come on, man. Almost everybody still calls it Twitter, right?
That is true, man. I mean, sometimes you can't, you know. I still call it Yugoslavia.
Uh-oh, and be careful.
It doesn't even exist anymore, so whatever.
Yeah. Be careful on that one. Armando, I appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Be well, JR.